Once the EF5 tornado lifted and the dust cleared, Joplin, Missouri turned to surrounding agencies to help with the cleanup. That includes using resources from FEMA. Carolyn Stoner is a public information specialist with FEMA working in the Joplin on the tornado response from FEMA Region 7. Stoner joins us to discuss the federal agency's response to the natural disaster. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What was FEMA's role in the response to Joplin?
Within hours of the tornado striking Joplin, FEMA had included the Joplin into a current disaster declaration so that we could get federal assistance there immediately. Within 12 hours, we had an incident management team, which is helping the incident management team in Joplin, helping local responders. We had a presence from not only our regional office, but federal, from the federal office in D.C. We're in Joplin within 12 hours.
Okay, so that answers my second question about how quickly you got there. So it took 12 hours for you to get there, but how soon were you guys on the phone with folks in Joplin to start discussing response efforts?
Well, communications were, especially immediately following the tornado were a little dicey, but they were on the phone within hours talking to Joplin, making sure that they knew that we were going to be sending a team in to assist, making sure that we had the people we needed to get online coming in. We had, at one point, 8 mobile communications units from FEMA stationed behind the CEOC within 2 or 3 days, well, 2 days, I think, really. We had a liaison working with the city one-to-one. We had liaisons working with the Corps on the debris. We had a lot of liaisons working with the city to help them with their initial response during those first chaotic days.
You addressed a little bit of it, but what other assistance is FEMA provided or is providing currently to the Joplin, Missouri first responders?
FEMA is a coordinating agency, and so we coordinate state and we coordinate federal assets to help state and locals with their response. We are a partner. We don't take the lead. We are simply a partner in helping them with their response. Some of the mission assignments that we tasked were AmeriCorps to help with volunteer registration, debris removal from private property, and also management for donations that were coming into the city. We tasked the Corps of Engineers to help with the rebuilding process with debris removal. We tasked the Environmental Protection Agency with helping clean up the all the hazardous materials, the white goods, the electronic goods that had been spewing across the city, getting them into landfill, or correctly disposing of them. So we've done a lot of tasking, and again, we are working very closely with our federal resources, Housing and Urban Development, USDA on housing issues, because there were so many people that were displaced from the storms. Their homes were totally destroyed. If you haven't been down here, the pictures that you saw on the Weather Channel and the pictures that you saw on the national television do not really do justice to what you're seeing. It's utter devastation in some areas. There's nothing left in some areas. Having said that, we're a month into it, and you're seeing a lot of changes now. A lot of progress is being made.
How were communications the day of the event and as the event unfolded and days passed? I'm specifically thinking about radio communications and interoperability between the agencies that were coming on scene.
Well, obviously communications is always a problem, especially in a disaster. And FEMA initiated the ESF2 communications. We had a regional communications coordinator in Joplin within hours. We were doing frequency management with the regional folks. We had the radios in, and we were working very closely with the ham radio operators to make sure that communications were up and running. Again, immediately following the disaster, the tornado that hit, communications were definitely a problem, but we began working on those issues very, very quickly.
During the event, Fire Chief of Joplin, Randall's, his house was destroyed, and a couple firehouses were destroyed. So how does FEMA come in and help these people who are addressing the incident, but they themselves have lost it, you know, their home or their office?
Well, FEMA, I know that the fire chief was working out of the EOC immediately following the incident. I think many of the first responders that were impacted were told to take care of their families first, and then as they could come back in to help with the response, they were asked to come back and help with the response. We provided temporary tents to house the unit, the fire equipment that could be housed under. We've got mobile units that are temporary units that are coming in to provide a office space for some of the mobile home, the fire stations, so they can resume their operational procedures. We are working very closely with the fire department on what their needs are. And then, too, you know, one of the big things is we asked any of the first responders who suffered damages to call the FEMA 800 number and get into the registration system so that we could begin helping them. And that number is 1-800-621-3362. The responders were both victims, but they were responders.
Now, as a final question, a few weeks prior to when the tornado hit, Missouri participated in a regional wildland exercise in case there was, to test out if there was something that happened on the New Madrid fault line, which is a major fault line that goes through the Midwest. So how can fire chiefs and fire departments work with FEMA prior to these natural disasters and events to be better prepared for more seamless operations?
I would encourage fire chiefs and their first responders to attend classes at the National Fire Academy at EMI, to Google the independent studies and take those independent studies they can, or to go out and take classes. It gives them the basis they need. In Missouri, many of the emergency management directors are either fire chiefs or police chiefs, or their assistant fire chiefs, assistant police chiefs, or they are volunteers. This is a wonderful opportunity to mesh the fire and police response, first responder response, into the emergency management response. So it's an organized, unified response to a disaster.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That completes our podcast.